Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Globalization. Sometimes it means that you ship your products to a place you don't know about on the other side of the world. Sometimes it's because of where you are. Globalization is a fact, and it works, and it makes money, and it integrates all the countries that are separated by oceans. One such is Finger Motion. I welcome the CEO of Finger Motion, Martin Shen. He is in Vancouver, Canada. His executives, the board, is in Singapore. His finance, he tells me, is in Malaysia. The business right now is in China, mainland China. And the business is data, of course. Martin, a very good evening to you. You're listing on the market, on the stock exchange in New York, NASDAQ, tells me that you are a data specialist company, but I need translation. So thank you for helping me. What is a mobile data specialist company? What is its mission? Good evening to you, Martin.
Good evening, John. First of all, thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to talk with you. Mobile data specialist really is we have the ability to procure user data from their mobile phones. This really started as a payment processor for the cell phone users in China. So the account holders with China Mobile and China Unicom. And they currently probably run around 1.5 to 1.6 billion user accounts. So there's a large number of accounts. And we handle a portion of the payment processing for their top-ups when they want to top up their accounts on their phone. Now, but the interesting part, I guess, is the data side. We actually have license to go into the facilities of China Mobile and China Unicom and study their user data. And that's kind of where we get the mobile data specialist tagline from.
I need another translation. What is top up?
Yeah, exactly. So top up is as if you are using your phone. When you use your phone in China, you use up the minutes, you use up the data. And what you have to do in essence is top up, pay into your account to keep your account active. And the system in which this is normally done in China is you will go into a e-commerce website. So the way I equate it in North America is going onto Amazon to pay your Verizon bill. Why would you do this? Well, because in the system in China, the Amazons of the world would actually give you a rebate, maybe a $5 coupon the next time you shop on their website. And this is a no-brainer for the consumer because they do most of their shopping on those websites anyways. And so they find their respective phone provider's portal, click on it, and then they top up their phone via the e-commerce website. And Finger Motion handles the back end. We handle the payment processing of that transaction.
I see. And this is clearly an advantage to the consumer and a business plan that you could take to other countries. The markets mentioned that you have ambitions to grow this. Is that correct?
That is correct. Ultimately, right now, we are working on building our foundation, making sure that our processes are robust and work well within China. But the goal would be to expand this to probably first the Southeast Asian countries, be it Indonesia, Thailand, Vietnam, because they have similar systems. But the goal would ultimately be moving west, somewhere maybe Europe and maybe North America. And it wouldn't just be the payment processing side, it would be the data side as well. And we that platform, that algorithm that we have in that system is actually migratable and exportable. So all of it could work elsewhere.
I'm glad you mentioned the algorithm because that becomes the magic formula for everything. Your algorithm can do all this and you're perfecting it all the time. What is the ambition for the algorithm? How much better can you get, Martin?
One of the things that we talk about in terms of our company is when I talk about the data acquisition that we can get, is having access to all this data doesn't mean anything if you don't know what to do with it. And so one of our goals is to not just accumulate the data, but understand what benefits it could do societally. What can we do to better people's lives? We looked at things like healthcare. We look at things like financial services, but we currently right now landed on insurtech and in an insurance industry. And the idea is that we would help insurance companies augment their portfolios by providing some human behavior information, human nature information that we procure from the phone. And that helps not only the insurance companies, but helps the consumer as well, because it helps them lower their premiums, because maybe they're actually a very good driver and it doesn't reflect maybe in their driving record. So those are the things that we're looking at improving. And we think that that's where it will take us down the road.
So you're a data management company. That's recognizable. You're the human equivalent of artificial intelligence. You're gathering data. And you're asking questions of it, or you're proposing questions can be asked of it.
And, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's data, what we try to do.
That data is universal. It could go in all directions. When you said insurance, immediately I thought of healthcare. That would be enormously helpful. You know the struggle of insurance these days.
Right. Yeah. And I think one of the issues is the way the insurance companies currently work is that they really only have access to maybe your medical records. If we as a company are able to provide demographic information, one of the examples that I like to give is if I'm a 50-year-old man and I drive to and from work Monday to Friday, let's say 2 miles a day, very safe, very residential roads, 9 to 5. As opposed to the same demographic 50-year-old man, but I drive 100 miles a day at all hours of the day on highways, back alleys, whatever. Now, that's not information that a normal insurance company can get access to, but we might be able to provide that information. And how does that help? That helps the insurance company with a cleaner portfolio. It also helps the consumer, though, because they're like, hey, I'm the safe driver. And I can be provided access to lower premiums. And then finger motions back end would be like, okay, well, we don't really want to sell a list to an insurance company. The idea would be that we partner up with them and say, okay, if you are able to onboard a new consumer, let's share in the revenue and let's continue to grow this. And that's where we see the benefit of the demographic data that we can provide.
Are the insurance companies open to this idea? Because it would certainly you'd be doing their research for them, research they don't have the money to buy.
Correct. And they are interested. We have both Munich Re, one of the largest reinsurance companies in the world, as well as Pacific Life Re as partners with us now. And what they do is they're currently actually funding the research labs. So their actuaries come into these research labs side by side with our data scientists. And they say, okay, well, you have access to this data. Can you get this kind of information? And we can say, okay, well, we can get access to this. Let's work together. Let's find a solution and find maybe that monetizable product that would help everybody down the road.
Final question, Martin. You're in Vancouver. Your colleagues are in Malaysia and Singapore. We're talking about a European-based company. Do you find people move fluidly between these worlds when communicating with each other on data? There's no hesitation?
In terms of how we coordinate our information and how we work together, it's practically seamless. There is no delay other than maybe the time delays when we're talking around the clock. But otherwise, we're working no problems at all. When I talk with people in my China team or my finance in Malaysia, there's really no issues.
Martin Shen is the CEO of Finger Motion, all one word, Finger Motion. It's listed on the stock exchange. And most importantly, I'll add that Martin and I just had this conversation on Starlink. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.